Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Renee from Jefferson.
Hi, Renee.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good.
Renee just dropped off all four of her boys at the bus. 9, 11, 13, and 15.
Oh, my God.
You need $1,000 just for groceries.
Oh, my God.
You have no idea.
I'm raising one 13-year-old, and it is all out war every day. I don't know how you do it with four.
It's ridiculous, but I feel blessed every day. But it is exhausting. Football season is full bore right now.
Oh, I bet they all smell great, too.
It's lovely.
Your house is a locker room.
All right.
Totally.
Renee, kick Kennedy out of the studio, please.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Same to you.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You understand the game, but this one is extra special. We are playing for $1,000 if you get more right than Kennedy. If you tie...
Also known as a grocery bill for me.
That's 1 week of groceries, I'm sure. Kennedy's over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I hope so.
Dan, I'm really rooting for Renee here.
She's so nice.
I know.
Kennedy said I can't root against her in this one, though. It's too nerve-wracking.
Question number one. Which Netflix series follows a chess prodigy named Beth Harmon?
I have no idea.
Okay. Tough start.
Okay. That's
a chess prodigy. I couldn't even tell you. I'm so sorry.
Question number two. The new season of The Voice stars Gwen Stefani, Snoop Dogg, Michael Bublé, and which female country icon?
The Queen, Reba McEntire.
Which documentary series tells the story of Joe Exotic?
Oh, Joe Exotic. Oh, I know this one. What the hell is it called? Oh, my God.
Come on, Renee.
Come on. Oh, God, it's a stupid animal. Tiger King.
Question number four. Sean Puffy Combs, who is currently sitting in jail, actually founded a record label. Name the record label.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, he's all over the place. Is it not? It's not Death Row. That's the other one. Oh, my gosh. He is all over the news. Sean Puffy Combs. Oh, God, it's on the...
Please don't swear.
Oh, no, I'm not going to swear. Sean Puffy Combs. I don't have time
for
that.
I'm impressed you knew Death Row, to be honest.
Question number five. Which 1999 sci-fi movie featured the iconic line, "There is no spoon"?
I have no idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
That was your one shot, your one opportunity. Did you capture it? Did you let it slip?
Kennedy, welcome back.
I totally slipped it.
Renee from Jefferson got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right. Well done.
These are hard, Kennedy.
Yeah.
These are hard. I'm trying to help give away the money, though. You know, I'm responsible for writing these. And I'm trying to give away Sal's money, and I'm not doing a very good job. Question number one. Which Netflix series follows a chess prodigy named Beth Harmon?
The Queen's Gambit.
Yes, The Queen's Gambit is correct.
Ugh.
Question number two. The new season of The Voice stars Gwen Stefani, Snoop Dogg, Michael Bublé, and which female country icon?
Reba McEntire.
That is right. 2-1. Which documentary series tells the story of Joe Exotic?
Oh, Tiger King. Is that right? Tiger King? Oh my God, how quickly we forget. Tiger King.
3-2. Sean Puffy Combs, who is currently sitting in a jail, founded which record label?
Bad Boys?
4-2. Question number five. Can you name the 1999 sci-fi movie that featured the iconic line, "There is no spoon"?
The 1999 movie.
Sci-fi.
Sci-fi movie, "There is no spoon." No?
I'll give you another line that you might be able to get it. Red pill or blue pill?
Oh, The Matrix.
The Matrix. Remember, she says to Neo, "What if I told you there is no spoon?"
No, the Oracle. I don't.
Yes. And those chocolate chip cookies, they look so good. 4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice job, Kennedy, protecting Sal's money.
I do my best.
Good for you. Protecting the suits around here.
You can breathe for another 24 hours until we do this again.
My palms sweat every time. I'm not even kidding.
It's a lot of money on the line.
It is a lot of pressure.
Well, Renee, thank you so much for listening. We do appreciate you listening to our show every day.
We do.
Unfortunately, you don't get the win. What are the names of the boys, by the way? Shout them all out.
Are you ready for this?
Give it.
Gianni, Roman, Marco, and Dominic, the little mafia.
Well, they're all going to go hungry.
I'm going to be excited to hear that I was on the radio. We listen to you all the time.
Oh, that's so great.
Thank you.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
My name is Renee from Jefferson, and I cannot be Kennedy, and I'll be buying my groceries this week.
The results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par with me, Maury Povich, wherever you get your podcasts.